The Art of Work, Section 14. It is a great tragedy when a man is carefully guarding his investments, but loses everything through an unfortunate event and has nothing left to pass on to his children. Just as he came naked from his mother's womb, so he will depart, for there is nothing from his toil he can carry in his hands. This is a terrible predicament, for he not only gained nothing from toiling after the wind, but now he eats in darkness, plagued by depression, anger, and resentment. One of the implications of being made in the image of God is that we were created to enjoy working together. Working side by side in peace and harmony is woven into the very fiber of our being. We innately have a powerful expectation that we can and will enjoy this type of relationship. However, as we move forward in life and discover instead that we often end up at odds with others, we then narrow that search down for that one person, that soulmate that we can relate to in the way that Adam and Eve first enjoyed. In the beginning, they were completely at ease with each other and needed no defenses against having their feelings hurt, for at that point, neither of them possessed the understanding of the difference between choosing to love or choosing to act selfishly against the other. There was no pressure in their days or in their work to accomplish anything within a set time, for the limitations of time did not yet exist for them. There were no worries about finding enough to eat, for their needs were completely and fully supplied. Walking with God, enjoying the garden, was never questioned or even considered at risk. But that all changed with a choice to act for personal gain. Suddenly they discovered the ramifications of knowing the difference between good and evil, and that knowledge instantly changed the way relationships now function. The thorns and thistles that plague creation also now extend into our relationships, and that wonderful source of joy can become a place of ongoing work and struggle for control. Now our expectations, the sense of what we were created for, runs headlong into the reality of our present situation. And when the present situation dashes our dreams to the ground in either work or love, it is easy to turn inwards and become a bitter old soul that exists alone in a dark world of depression, anger, and resentment. In our present situation, the only way to move forward is to embrace the pain that will eventually come our way. The pain of loss in work, the pain of broken relationships, the pain of parting and death, the pains of declining health, all of these will keep coming our way. And we can either accept this aspect of our lot in life and choose to focus on the good gifts that still also come our way, or we can retreat into ourselves. We do have a choice, but it's not an easy one to do on our own, but neither do we need to do it alone. We are, after all, designed for relationships with each other and with God. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.